But nevertheless, I'd like to welcome you. Welcome to services, the afternoon services for the Feast of Trumpets. And whether it's your first observance of the day, I don't know if this is the first for anyone here, but if so, certainly welcome. Or if you've observed it for several decades, like some of us has, it always seems to come more quickly every year. At least it does for me. Time just seems to fly by. In some ways, we hear messages related to the day, and we feel that we've already heard the message, and in some ways, we probably already have heard it, but we still find that our memories of the day and the importance of the day always need to be refreshed. So I guess the point is that even if you heard this exact same message earlier today or on a previous Feast of Trumpets, if you're hearing it again and hearing points of it again, that just emphasizes its importance. Well, how should we observe this day? We're already doing that by gathering here together, assembling together, and being here because it is a holy day that God has ordained and that he has commanded us to observe. Just as a test of sorts, I just did a simple web search on how to observe the Feast of Trumpets, just to see what would turn out. And that led me to a site that said, to observe the Feast of Trumpets, also known as Yom Tohurah, or Rosh Hashanah, you should blow the shofar, have a holy convocation, in other words, gather with others, refrain from ordinary work, and eat festive meals with symbolic foods like apples and honeys to invoke a sweet new year. The observant also includes reflecting on God's faithfulness, remembering his past deeds and promises, and anticipating future events like the return of Jesus. And I think that pretty much covers what we do on this day and how we observe it and commemorate it. The important thing is that we remember it and we are here to observe it. Now, there was a time when our church congregations were much larger than they are today. I don't know what our count is today, but it looks like, 60, 70 people. It doesn't matter. But there were times when we would have up to 1,000 people, or it seemed like it was 1,000 people. We'd all gather together, multiple congregations from the area, and meet. You know, we met in downtown St. Paul for quite a while at the auditorium, I believe. And in these large congregations, we had enough members and enough performers when we could have trumpeters perform as part of the music for the service. And that added something to it. It just brought out the importance and helped us to understand of what it must have sounded like to hear a choir of trumpets. With smaller congregations, we don't always have the ability to do that, but we still observe the day by reflecting on its meaning. And that's what I'm doing in this message. The title I've given it is Always Different, but Always the Same. And the gist of it is that the speaker may choose to approach today in a different manner than you've heard before. And the speaker may use personal experiences to make the message different, but no matter how he does it, it does not change the overall meaning of the day or of its importance. Many or most of us have observed this day several times over the years. And roughly speaking, I observed this holy day for the first time more than 50 years ago. And one of our first speakers mentioned that as well, that he had been here for over 50 years. And assuming that we had two services each time we observed it, that means that I would have heard more than 200 messages related to this day. So there's a lot of meaning to that. If we hear it 200 times, every one of those messages in some way emphasized the meaning of the day and how it is to be observed. They were all focused on this day and observing this day. To get a feel for how we have observed this day in the past, I looked through notes I had taken from various messages given on the Feast of Trumpets. And this is just from my binder that I handwrite my sermonette notes in. They're sketchy at times, but looking at them gives me a feel for what we talked about that day. And what I noticed was that no matter who was giving the message on this day, his approach may have been slightly different from what I had heard before, and yet he still emphasized the importance of the day and its meaning to us. And to give you an idea of some of the examples that I found when I looked through them, one message from 1996. In that year, a speaker gave a message about this day and about the Feast of Trumpets. He commented that the Feast of Trumpets is not really a feast unless we believe in God's holy days. And we are not to appear before God empty in our heart. And we observe that by taking an offering on this day. We don't normally do that on our weekly services. In a second message, this one was from 2003, the speaker talked about an offering of faith, speaking of belief, confidence in our calling, and trusting in God. His sermon title was, "Listen to the Sound of the Trumpet." Are we listening to that sound? Are we listening to the trumpet? Whether real or imagined, do we hear the message that the trumpet is giving? And the speaker that time referred to the wise and foolish virgins. Some of them heard and obeyed, others heard and forgot about it or didn't pay attention. And then that same day, in the afternoon, we heard about how Christ would blend into a crowd, and also that we know Christ will return, but we don't know the day or the hour, other than it will be a time when we don't expect it. I don't think there will ever be a time when we can wake up in the morning and say to ourselves with confidence that Christ is returning today. It's going to happen today, so I will prepare myself to go out and be ready to meet him. We don't know what day it's going to happen. So in some ways, we expect Christ will return, and yet we may not exactly believe it or be ready for it when it actually happens, because it's happening on a day that I didn't know it was going to be today. So we need faith and hope and patience. It will come, and we need to know that it will come, and we need to be ready for it. In a third message given on this day, this one from 1996, the speaker told us of a sense of urgency about the day and what it represents. We need to watch world events in light of end-time prophetic scriptures. So that was back in 1996, almost 30 years ago. Are we still watching? Do we still have that sense of urgency? Are we watching what's happening in the world? And is it preparing us for Christ's return when it actually does happen? And any one of these messages, or many others given in the past, could have been given to us today with the same impact, the same importance at the time they were given, because what they spoke was the truth about this day, about observing this day, about Christ's return. And it should have the same impact. And while the purpose of the message may have been the same, each speaker had his own style, method of delivery, and in that respect, each message was different. What has happened since then? I said this was in 1996. What's happened in the past 30 years? The point of looking back, or one point, is to help me and help all of us recognize that this is not new and has not changed. It's the same thing we've been hearing. The speakers may have emphasized different aspects of the day. They may have had different presentation styles, but God's word is still the same, and Christ will return. And sadly, there's another aspect of the day that's also the same. Many of the people who heard those messages and who are still alive are no longer attending services with us today. That happens. That can happen if we aren't prepared and don't keep a watchful eye and ear open. It could happen to any one of us. Now, each of those who may not be attending today that was attending in the past will have various reasons, and some of them may have left because Christ didn't return, not at the time or in the manner that the listener was anticipating. They thought, they were sure in their minds that that particular year was going to be the year when he was going to return. And when it didn't happen, they just lost interest. And there are others who may have decided that the message itself isn't true, that they can live their life without Christ being part of it. It doesn't matter what they do. Now, this is a very brief message, but in this message, I hope I've encouraged each of us to eagerly watch and eagerly wait for, and eagerly expect Christ to return, as we know he will. He will return. And we know that. We should know it and believe it. We're observing the Feast of Trumpets today because we do believe in Christ and his return and his kingdom. So over the years, we've all heard many different messages about this day and about Christ's return. You know, the messages and the delivery styles may have been different. The meaning of the day itself remains the same. Life today is different. The world is different than it was at the time of Christ. But God's message and his promises to us are the same as they always have been. And we can rely upon that. And because this is a holy day, we did something that we don't normally do, and that is we took up an offering on this day. So with that, I think everything else I was mentioned, what was going to say, has already been mentioned, and I won't belabor the point other than to be ready for Christ to return, and be ready to heed his message. Message may always be different in the way it's presented and who is presenting it, but the contents are always the same.